to say the fire was raging and still be raging. Now ain't that some shit? From Until Dawn, welcome to the show. Josh Ricardo, you know me. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for chiming in, plugging in, subscribing, whatever you've done. Thanks. Have a really fun episode for everybody. And never gets old to me, the subject matter of financial dominatrix, financial humiliation. I can't say that word right. I don't know what it is. Humiliation. I'm a wreck. I'm a nothing. I'm a zero. I have my friend Meggers on. Meggers was on the show a couple years back. I had these really great ideas to include her in more of the shows because I do think she has an interesting background. And she pretty much says whatever she wants, which is always fun for the show. Turns out she's a little too busy. So I said, fuck it, just come on and do one show with me. So she did that. She was nice enough to grace us with her presence. Oh, the wonderful princess. Thank you, Princess Meggers. You're so great. It's a fun show. The first episode, we kind of dove into like how she got into the business. And this episode, we actually just focused on how she sustains clientele. And for those of you who are listening, today is like Snowmageddon. You know how they like to use those stupid fucking... What is that when you combine all those phrases together? Like when Jennifer Lopez was fucking Ben Affleck, it was... What was it? What were they... Benjo or what was their fucking name? They, you know, you could like Brangelina, like all that shit. Doesn't it just make you hate everything about the place you live when people combine those stupid fucking names together to make it more like the marketing machine? Snowmageddon, everybody. There's fucking 20 inches of snow I'm looking at. My view's a goddamn train. I'm looking at a train. There's snow. It's douched with snow. Fucking assholes, you want to make it cute? Snowmageddon, everybody, go in the apartment and put on your Netflix for Snowmageddon. Shut the fuck up. Fucking cunts. You're all assholes. So Meggers is a financial dominatrix. For those of you that are unfamiliar with the terminology, it means that she's able to basically, through webcam and her video clips, humiliate men to such a degree that they give her cash. It's fucking awesome. So we dove into that. And, you know, I can't see how you wouldn't be interested in hearing about that. So without any further ado, Meggers. She has been on the show in like 2 years. But without any further ado, the one, the only, the humiliatrix, financial dominatrix, the femme dom herself, the one and only, Princess Meggers. Hello.
Hello there.
Hello, Meggers.
Hello.
How does it feel to be back?
It feels great to be back.
Must feel great, right?
Yeah.
Because contrary to maybe what you think about me, you have a deep, deep love for me.
Do I?
I believe you do.
A love hate or strictly?
Well, what's love without a little bit of hate?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Love hate. Definitely a love hate relationship.
I love how she emphasized hate. That's how difficult you are. I can't even talk about love with you without you wanting to make it.
I know you too well.
I'm gonna plug this fucking thing in. All right, okay, now we're set. Okay, so context for everybody out there. Meggers and I go way back. She was on the show a while back because, you know what's funny? I'll credit a little bit to you, all right? Because I'll start it off nice.
A little bit?
Well, just to put this particular thing. So I started this show, let's call it 5 years ago, all right? The original idea was just to have friends on and drink. Okay, that was the original idea because I'm terrible at networking. I thought, you know what, I'll do a radio show and then I'll have my friends come in and then I'll just shoot the shit with them and then people that I want to get to know, who better to do it than me with a microphone in front of us, right? So I said, I'll do this. Then over the course, I think it was like 6, 7, 8 months, I started to figure out what this would be, what the show would be. And it would be a show about females in the industry because I knew a lot of girls who were actresses and models and other formats of entertainment. I looked right at Meggers. So I thought, oh my God, like how great would that be? Because I tend to be decent with rapport initially. And in the situations where I'm sitting in front of somebody and talking to them, I feel like I provide a decently comfortable environment where people can open up and talk. That being said, I thought, well, great. This is value for the person's brand because a lot of girls in the show, as a lot of you know that listen to the show every week, there are people on there that predominantly show you stuff, whether it be pictures or videos. That's their main format. That's how you get to know them. This allows you to hear, like, their personality. And then Megars was one of the first females that had a really strong following, that had a really interesting vocation that I ever had on the show. So I've always wanted her to be a part of the show regularly. We kind of fell out of touch for about a year. Now she's here, and this is the first rebirth. Isn't it exciting?
Yeah.
So Megars does something that to me is so fucking fascinating. She's built a substantial career off of providing a service that over the course of the last 10, 11 years has become fucking gangbusters. And it's funny because her and I are kind of like part of the same dichotomy, in the sense that I feel like as the years have gone on and PC police have existed, PC America has existed, more and more men, even women, are dying to be told they're shit. I'm being blunt about it, Megs. But, you know, like, your job is to take people and go, you know what? I know exactly what you want. I'm going to give that to you, and that's how it's going to be. To a degree.
I don't want to say, but it's not so much exactly what they want. There are instances where I find people guys who kind of fall into my fetishes because they just want to make me happy.
What are your fetishes?
Well, there's certain things that I enjoy more than others, like forced buy and cuckolding.
This is so okay. I once.
So, yeah.
It's really funny because more and more, especially as I dove deeper into my sexuality, like years ago, over the course of time, you'd meet men that were really dying for you to, even as a man, me, because I was always really dominant, to like own them, even their like own their wife in front of them, like all this stuff has always been around, but I feel like now because of the internet, it's so much more prominent.
I think people are more curious about it, and also the more taboo it is, the more people think that they like it, just because it's something new out there, and everyone's trying to push their limits.
Sure.
It's always something
new exactly.
happening. So there are a few guys that I find that they're just testing the waters, and they don't really know what they're doing, and they're kind of annoying, and I leave them for the new girls because
sure.
it's not my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's how far along Megars is in her career. She can literally go, this is a fucking new girl job. Sorry, buddy. You're not on my level.
I don't want your money. There's another guy like waiting in line behind you to get to me if I don't like you. Fuck
yeah.
You.
So, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's fascinating.
Yeah, but I feel like everybody now is every girl with a cell phone, which is every girl. A princess. She's a dominatrix.
But you're the original.
So I am an OG.
You are the OG. That is, you've been doing this for a decade.
Pretty much.
Right? And you, I remember back on our first interview, and all of you, feel free to go revisit it, because I'm not going to go, you know, from the beginning like we did before, because I know her already, and you should too. But I remember you saying something like, didn't it start via, like, AOL or something like that?
Like MIRC.
Okay.
So old, before there were even webcams, like, I just chatting with men, they pay you money to...
That's right.
...to give them interaction, so...
So in your personal life, have you ever... even completed one of your fetishes, which is the forced buy, which
yes.
for those of you at home, it's like a guy who identifies as heterosexual but is owned by Megars, and then Megars is with the guy that's hers, and her and this guy kind of humiliate this other guy and like dick slap him and make him like suck on a dick, that kind of thing, right? That's basically forced buy in a way.
Kind of. It's also, yeah, we're just, I guess you could say that. But
she's speechless about her own fetishes.
Have a better way to explain it, like, or any guy who's just kind of, I'd say, curious about dick, but needs
yep.
somebody to help them ease them into it or make them feel like it's not.
How do you ease them into it? Because I'm looking at your site right now, right? I'm looking at everything Megars, and she's outlandish. Like, this is just one of her posts. I put on pantyhose and I win at life. I mean, I never even, two different guys already split their milk over me, spilt their milk. Sorry, I'm reading very fast. I'm very turned on. So that's just to give you an example, like, of how she's a wordsmith with her career. That's like just a random post. So how do you ease them in?
Well, obviously they have some sort of interest in sucking dick.
Well,
or,
of course,
or,
yeah. we're already assuming that's already been established.
So I feel like it's not even forced. It's not even forced by, because these guys, like, there's an interest, and they just need somebody to kind of like coerce or push them or.
So you do a lot of your interaction is via video. It's not in person.
Clips. video and yeah. webcam. Or it's actually gotten to the point now where I don't even have to turn my webcam on. I just kind of like tell them to send me money and they do. So
yeah.
they want to just pay me as a brand or as a Princess Meggers. They just want to sure. be involved in my life or be tweeted about. Mm-hmm. So.
But when you ease them in, okay. not to cut you okay, off, when you ease them in, how do you do that? Is it just via video? You coach them?
Well.
Or is it in person?
No.
You make them send you videos of them doing it? I mean.
So I make a lot of clips where I kind of, I guess you have to describe what they're going to do. You have to kind of like set the picture. And,
yeah.
And, but usually over cam, and again, easing them into it is kind of like they use dildos and they stick stuff in their ass and they suck on it like ass to mouth. I make them do crazy shit just to see how far they'll go for me, and I push them. And
so is the fetish pushing the envelope, or specifically for you? I'm talking about for you. Is that a turn on for you?
Because
I find humiliation turning. I like humiliating people. I think it's a really big turn on. There's something.
Yeah, no,
it's something sick about me.
I enjoy humiliating people, not so much sexually, but in general. But I feel like.
In general, you're a bully? Yeah.
Making these guys just, like, the first time I cam with them, it'll be tame. Because I'm kind of just feeling them out. And then once I know what they're into, I'll just keep telling them to do stuff. And sometimes they refuse to do it. And I'm like, you know, fuck you, bye. And then they always come back and then they'll do it for me. So,
sure. So the cat and mouse game, it's a reality with Meggers. Because I think... the key phrase here is accountability, right? And in any relationship, this translates. I mean, obviously, Meggers does something pretty extreme, but at the end of the day, your relationship will work if both of you respect one another and hold each other accountable. And I feel like a lot of people that come into Meggers' world are either not getting that at home, need that so badly, understand that, and then that's mixed in with sexual feelings, and now she has this really great pot of gumbo that is humiliation, sexual servicing, turn-ons. People are getting something that's, I mean, to get that kind of tribute that you get, and you get it via video. I mean, you're not showing up to people's houses and insulting their dick size. You're doing that in a very general way. I know you do personals as well as far as video cam, right? I'm sure if they pay you enough, you'll actually talk to them alone via
the webcam,
Skype or whatever. Yeah.
But I think also that kind of it's easier to keep it as a fantasy because you're not actually interacting with this person. You're doing it online. You're still somewhat anonymous, even though I do see their faces or I do finally eventually know their real names and where they live. It's still this anonymous-esque service that I'm providing where the fantasy never becomes a reality. So it always it makes it – it's always hot because it never
– Yeah.
It's always great for them.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, because they don't have to deal with – It's funny. I've had so much sex that I've had to break down, like, what's what? And one of those things that hit me, maybe it's because I'm getting old. I jerked off the other day, right? And I was going after it. And the thing is, sorry, if you're a family member listening to my show, I mean, you know this is coming. You think, like, I try to push the envelope as far as I can, as far as what I want to do in my head. Mm-hmm. And then it's really great to do that and go somewhere completely fucked up. And then come and then not have to really deal with any of the repercussions because you're just jerking off. So that's kind of what you're giving these men where they don't necessarily have to go out, have to find another dude, have to like admit that and risk either being found out or pushing their limits or, you know.
Okay, so here's the best comparison I can make or what I can relate it to is a lot of guys are interested in eating their own cum. Like, the thought of tasting their own cum.
Which isn't a bad thing. I mean, I've done it. I mean, it's yours. It's coming from your body. But I get what it means. The stigma on it.
Like,
yeah.
So, you know, especially when you blow like this pent up giant fucking load, you know, and you've got it in your fist and you're staring at it. And the expectation from me is for them to eat it up. You know?
Sure.
And as they're like jerking off, I'll describe to them how they're going to, you know. Like,
this is during one of the Skype sessions.
Yeah.
So you'll see a guy, his penis.
Clip. Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I don't mind looking at them. I don't get naked. I don't mind looking at their little penises.
Yeah, it's so great. She literally, I said, you know, it's not just a quick little insert here for you at home. When Meggers and I were going to put this together, I said, hey, you know, I'm going to do some social media. So you are a dominatrix. So why don't you like, I just want to give her the heads up that I'm going to take pictures of her so she can come up
appropriately.
She did, but she came in her kind of like a, it's a very nice outfit. It's very cute, but so conservative. So funny. I don't get naked. Well, no shit, you don't get naked, because look what you showed up to at the show. She's literally wearing like numerous cardigans. All right, keep going. Sorry. So during the Skype session, they have this fistful of nut.
So I'm well, they're jerking off, and I'm telling them, oh, I can't wait for you to, like, come so you can, like, look up your nasty, you know, salty load, and just describing it to them. And they get so turned on at the thought of them coming. And then as soon as they get, like, every little last drop out into their fist, I'm like, all right, I want you to look at it. And they're just like, no.
Yeah, because now it's the attack of morality come.
Because they either out of substance. Yeah. And they're actually, like, they're back to regather.
Yeah, because once your poison's gone. You're finally like, this is who I really am. No, no, who you really are is who the guy was jerking off. It's like when you're drunk. That's really who you are.
No, but it's funny, too, because I've actually, some guys have really progressed to the point where they just want to see me happy and they want to do what I say. And these are regulars. So eventually, like, you know, they'll stick the tip of their tongue in it. And then, you know, they see that it's not that bad. So the next time we do it, they're actually, like, really proud.
So you're watching guys develop into... what they really want to be.
Into what they want. I'm actually, like, giving them, a release, and I'm kind of, I don't want to say therapy for them, but it is therapeutic to just...
It's a form of therapy. I mean, people might say I'm ridiculous, but it is true, because I've one, been in therapy for 10 years, and two, I've also pursued a lot of questionable sexual situations. So it is a form of therapy when someone's kind of I've always been on your end, though. I've never been on that person's end where I feel the – it doesn't do anything for me. I don't feel the need for that, and it's just my personality traits like yours are more prone to kind of guiding and learning while guiding situation. I mean, because that's what you're doing. You're guiding somebody somewhere they want to go, and your fucking branding is off the chain. Okay, here's another post. Long story short, I opened the windows and door for a cross breeze, and $6K in $100 bills blew over my living room. And she's being serious. And the thing about it, she's almost like a rapper. Like, it's all braggadocious, but this is part of the foreplay for them. To know,
they want to be these guys who are into paying me. They want to be a part of it. They get jealous of other guys paying me, and they want me to, like, talk about the money that they gave me. And, once you get the snowball rolling, like, it just takes off. And
that's what's funny. It's like, the way you're talking about it, you're passionate because that's your job, but it's a skill. Because a lot of girls that I've met, specifically women, sorry, I'm not trying to be sexist, it's reality. A lot of the women I've talked to and that have heard the episode I did with Meggers are like, I really want to do that.
Oh, every girl I've talked to.
It's so hard to get that following. It's like anything else.
I feel like every girl with a cell phone now is a financial dominatrix, and you can be the hottest thing. You can even be smart, but you have to have the drive to do it. And you have to kind of be able to figure these guys out, because I've actually had guys tell me that they watch these clips of other women that are really hot, and they mute them because the girl doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about, and they're just jerking off to this hot girl in a fantasy of her being dominant. So I feel like I'm not the hottest thing out there, and I'm not the youngest thing out there, but I know how to kind of, like, read these guys and figure out exactly, like, what button to push to get them to go crazy.
Yeah.
So it does take... I don't want to say skill, but you do need to kind of, I don't know if it's intuition, I don't know the right word for it, but you need to kind of pick up on these cues, and I guess I'm really good at just doing that.
I think that's why I always, one, love having you on, but also why you and I consider to be like one of my friends, even though we don't talk that often, because I love, one, that you're not... Like you said, you're not out there being like, hey, I'm a model, I'm a this, I'm such the shit, my looks are so this, and I have, look, check, you don't like being on the camera, you don't like talking, like, this is a pulling teeth for you, me having to have you on, even though I'm really good at my job. And I love the fact that you're always about the business part and about what you're good at, right? Like, you always stay in your lane about what you do, and you're always really honest about that. You're not trying to be something you're not. You're really, really aware of the reality that men tend to jerk off to anything anyways.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't take it too serious that they're also in love with you. The people that are into you are people that are actually into you, because it's your personality that gains these men, and you know how to read them. But also, it's a part of you to understand how to connect with somebody and to have that chemistry and to figure it out. And that's my favorite part about you.
Yes.
The rest, you're awful. But that, oh, that is incredible that you're able to do that and sustain your brand for so long in an environment where technology has literally blown up over the course of 10 years. I mean, it's almost aged us to a point where I'm 35. I feel 55 because I can reference shit like, remember when text messages cost 15 to 25 cents? Yeah, seriously. That's not that long. We're talking about 12 years ago.
Yeah.
So the way technology moves so fast, you've managed to stay in the game, run the game, be successful in the game. Every person I see, not every, I'm generalizing, but a lot of women out there that are doing a small level of something have an Amazon wish list. That is like the beginning stages of being what you do. You're ultimate.
But in a lot of these girls, women, they feel like they deserve some sort of compensation for, you know, putting themselves out there. But I think this is going back to like the technology progressing. The reason why I got into this and I started doing this is because I enjoyed, again, the anonymity of being mm-hmm. on the internet. And, you know, I liked kind of, you know, I like interacting with people on webcam, but not so much on recorded and doing podcasts.
Yeah.
But I feel like when I first started, we never met any, like, now there's a huge network. Like, some of my best friends are girls that I met doing this, and we hang out all the time. But when I first started, it was just me in my bedroom, and I didn't know anybody, and the internet was such a small thing in life, you know, and I feel like some of these girls now that they're just out there to, like, show off in front of the camera, like camcorders, you know. And
it's a self-absorbed situation, and that I think that, you know, long and short of it, that's what I was getting to earlier when I was talking about how much I like you and the reasons why. It's because as much as this is about, yeah, motherfucker, I got this cash flow, you're not self-absorbed, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
You're human, but you're not like, it's about me and this is what I'm, this is it, and look at this, I'm so hot. And it's probably because, like you said, you're in a competitive market where women are super, super hot that do this.
Yeah.
Some of them are like unreal hot, and you're very pretty, but you're also going, I mean, you got fake boobs, like you're playing the role a little bit.
I know.
But you're playing the role a little bit, but not like, you're not like crazy done up. And
but I feel like I'm successful because I do enjoy it. And
yes, it's a real thing. It's visceral with you.
And a lot of guys have actually told me, like, the reason why they like me so much is because they feel that I genuinely get into what I'm doing, whereas a lot of these girls just turn the camera on, and they're looking at themselves, mm-hmm. fluffing their hair, pouting their lips, and I'm, like, actually looking at the guy and feeding off of what he's giving me and giving him a better experience.
Which is the same reason why people love certain actors and love certain porn people. I mean, it goes across the board of entertainment. Whether you're a stand-up, you're a singer, you're in anything. If the people watching you go, that motherfucker looks like they're into it.
It's believable.
They are in. And that's what's going down. That's why when you go like, oh, like there's some adult film stars that I love that aren't the hottest, but because they are so into it, it's on. Like, it's the best.
Yeah.
And that's what guys are telling you. They're like, hey, she's really into it. She knows what she's doing.
And I feel like, so, and there's a lot of girls who sell videos. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they do webcam. And there's some girls who don't do webcam and only sell videos and vice versa. And I sell videos and I do webcam.
Yeah.
And
you do vacations. That's one of my favorite, when you're always like doing vacations that other people are paying for. That's another extension of what you do, right? Which is another, I mean, content created. You create a ton of content when you're traveling on someone else's dime, right?
Yeah, well, I want to make sure everybody knows that.
Yeah, of course. No, of course, yeah.
And then the guy who did pay for it or is paying for it wants to feel included, so you have to kind of give them little updates. But
how often when you're on vacation mm-hmm. and you're on someone else's dime, what is your posting schedule? Like, what do you know you have to do?
I don't have to do anything.
But you kind of do, though. You know what I mean? I mean, it's you deciding to do it, but you know you kind of have a responsibility to yourself and your brand to post something while you're out there. And like you said, the guy wants to be included. You feel like there is a level of, look at what I'm getting, motherfucker, because of you.
Sometimes it's...
Thank you, fuck you. You know what I mean?
When I'm on vacation and I'm actually enjoying myself and doing something fun, I don't really think about the guys, and I don't really... I mean, we'll take pictures, and if any of those pictures are not too personal, I'll post them.
Sure. What's a personal photo to you, considering that I've seen half your vagina?
Oh, no. No, like people who don't want to be included.
Oh, you mean others. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
because where do you draw the line? That's a good point we're getting to. When you're posting and when you have to keep a certain amount of allure going with mm-hmm. your... body, with your brand, with who you are. The angle we were just talking about, angles and filters. Where's the line drawn? Because I know you don't like to take pictures. I know you don't like that shit. So where's the line drawn when your whole career is based off of now the visual? In retrospect, you know what I mean? Like you're.
But like I said, I'm kind of at the point where I don't even have to post a photo. I can just say this is what I'm doing, or I'll post a photo.
But you weren't always at that point. That's what I'm saying.
So, you know, I don't know.
So your personal life, like I feel. Would you say I know you pretty well personally? I know a lot about you, more so than most.
Yeah, you know me.
Okay, so I actually know you as a person.
Yeah.
There's a level I get, and there's a level others get. How many levels do you have between the stranger that pays you, someone you, not a regular, someone that's just coming into your web, then the level of, okay, this guy's a regular, then the level of, this is a personal relationship. Like, what are, like, can you give me an example of what someone would get that actually kind of knows you, but is still on the side of.
Oh, so there's this
pays
guy,
you to know you.
Yeah, there's this guy who he lives in the city. He's like pretty much infatuated with me. He's fucking cool. Like.
Oh, like we all are.
You know, we're all infatuated with Meg. He pays me a lot of money. Whatever I want, he gives to me. But I also enjoy his personality, and we do a lot of, like, Snapchatting. We'll actually call each other, and I won't charge him per minute to talk to me, and we'll just shoot the shit, because I do enjoy him, but at the same time.
It's like getting a free lap dance.
Yeah, I like talking to him. Like, he's a cool guy.
But can you date someone like that?
I've had sex with someone.
Well, that sex and date are two different things.
I feel like, if it got
How do you have sex with subs if you don't like.
Well, and then it gets. So, like, the guy's hot and, like, he's submissive and, you know, he was paying me for a while and we actually.
You can never date a sub, though.
I don't think so. Like,
there's
I
no
would
way.
I want them to change. I don't know, because I've dated guys who are submissive, but not so much in the bedroom. Like, it's more like I set the ground rules
for them, but as
far as, like, they're not.
So, you're down from the bottom even in your relationships, then?
I mean, I like to be. I'm. You know me.
I do know you, and I honestly, I have opinions on that. But what I'm trying to point out to the listening audience is that even in your personal life, you try to dom from the bottom. Don't you think ultimately
top from the bottom?
Whatever. I like saying dom from the bottom because you're dominant while laying down telling someone how to fuck you.
Yeah,
it's so interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
So I think it's funny, like, honestly, I feel like if you were to find someone that actually knew how to do that, and you could find someone that knows how to push your buttons, you'd probably be way better off in a relationship than dictating terms, even though that's what you're comfortable with.
I'll get bored. There's always, like, I enjoy things are my way. Maybe this is why I'm better left single, because, like, I want everything my way. But at the same time, you're right. Like, I do want to be challenged, just like everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
I'm single now, so I haven't figured it out. You know? I don't know.
That's an easy segue to the next topic, where I know you've had boyfriends. Mm-hmm. I know you've had men you've been with and dated while you've had this career. I've thought about it. I thought it would be interesting, because I have a creative background, to associate with someone that can make money that way, because I think there's a lot of cool shit you can end up doing and putting together if you really want to. So I thought, oh, I'm pretty open-minded. So I thought, you know, that's probably someone I could actually date. But I've never actually had a serious relationship with anybody in the sex field. So for you, how difficult is it to understand, hey, when I'm in a relationship, there has to be some compromise. Granted, you probably don't compromise much, but there has to be some. How does that affect your career when you're actually in one?
Well, I feel like because of cuckolding, a lot of these guys who do serve me, like, they get even more turned on to the fact that I have a boyfriend. So it isn't really.
But that's for your business. Your business doesn't suffer. But you as a human being, you as the real person,
so,
might, and your partner.
I feel like the guy would suffer more. Like, to me, this is my life, this is who I am, it's my job, but I don't live that life 24/7, you know, I turn it on, I turn it off. But I have had a boyfriend who was so jealous that I dressed sexy and made clips for these guys. And like,
she's legit wearing a cardigan, by the way. Full cardigan and leggings.
I just feel like a lot of guys, though, when I meet them and I go out on dates with them, they think because I work, they're just, they they don't believe me when I say I don't have sex with these guys. They're like, but you, I don't understand. You're a dominatrix. I'm like, I don't fuck them. I don't get naked. And they just
then that guy should take a walk, because then you don't understand the business. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to be around a lot of really great people that work in the industry, and most of them don't fuck anybody besides the people they're paid to fuck.
Like some people, but they just don't understand it, and they can be great people, and I could get along with them. Like if they didn't know about what I did, like we would have the best relationship ever, and they find out about it, and it's just like. You know, I can understand how, because they don't understand it, they're put off by it, or they have these weird thoughts and expectations of it, but I get it, but at the same time, it's kind of sad that this person could be so cool and so open-minded, yet judgmental at the same time, of just one thing.
Yeah.
Me being, quote-unquote, sex worker.
I find that to be so commonplace with, just because, like I said before, I'm around people that are in the field, right? And you know, I've heard them tell me stories about, you know, people they're dating, and especially when I've dated dancers before that I met on the job, and it would be absurd of me to go, you need to quit because now I'm in love.
Get the fuck out of here. It's totally like you, once you catch feelings for that person, you don't
belong to anybody. You don't, you're choosing to be with somebody. And I the reason why I relate to it is because I'm a comedian, which is technically a stripper with way less attention.
Like,
you know what I mean? Well, more so I'm on stage like a dancer is. Yeah. So I've dated dancers where they were like, yeah, this guy tried to do this and tell me this. I also myself have dated somebody that was very serious, and she went to me, you know, I really don't want to date anybody that works on weekends. That's telling me that you want to break up, which is cool. We'll break up because my fucking job is all weekends.
First, you matter more than like.
But that's my work. That's how I make money. That's my dream. That's what I do.
If you're supporting the other person,
yeah.
They have really no. They're allowed to have feelings, but they have no say. Like if they're living off of your paycheck, then.
Well, see, you know what I mean. Yeah. So you're saying that some guys, because you know, that's one thing that you and I've talked about off air before, is that if you found a game guy who was your boyfriend. Like you said, because you deal with cuckold and forced buy. I mean, if you have an open-minded boyfriend, not saying that he has to do this stuff, but like he can contribute to the reality, yeah. And you both could score. I mean, there's guys that pay for your dates.
Yeah.
So you guys could go out on his dime or whoever the
that's
person is
like,
dime.
A lot of these guys have no problem like getting a free meal or getting a free bar tab.
Yeah. But when you're like, hey, I need to like have a guy jerk off on my feet.
By the way, can you like make this 5-minute clip where we just see the bottoms of your feet? And he's like, oh, I don't want to be involved. And I'm like, well, you're involved when you take that.
Yeah,
that
when you're eating this steak
that this other
jerk off paid for. Yeah.
Paid for, so.
So help out.
I just feel like, and it is a difficult thing to like compartmentalize. Or
yeah, no, it's a good word. Yeah.
You just have to, a lot of people just don't understand it. And. It is slowly, cam girls are becoming a more mainstream thing, so I can understand, like, people, it's slowly being more accepted now, and it's just funny, like, I have this thing now where when people ask me what I do, 9 times out of 10, I'll tell them the truth.
Because, yeah.
Unless it would hurt somebody's feelings, or, like, you know, a little old lady, she would be shocked by it. So,
I feel the same way about stand-up. I don't tell people what I do, because I really hate
people,
those,
like,
the, you know what it is, though?
Want stuff for free out of you.
But you love talking about it if the attention's right. Remember we were hanging out one time at one of my shows, and we're talking to two other comics because they were so into your job,
oh my God,
and
yeah.
You missed my set. And you know, I don't really care about that kind of shit because I'm not like that. No, it was more irritated that when I invite my friend out, I was headlining a gig. It wasn't like I was just Joe Blow on a 10-man roster. It was headlining a gig, and she meanwhile is talking to other people while I'm on stage, and you're like, aren't we friends? You love talking about your job. When people are interested and they're men, you like attention and you like your job.
It's actually, to be honest with you,
I'm guilty of it.
It depends. Like, I've actually gotten to the point now where I hate talking about it. Like, somebody will not understand it and ask me a question, and I'm so used to it. It's just another day for me that I don't even know what to say to them because I'm like, you understand this, right? And they have no idea, but I'm like, come on, you know what I'm talking about. And I don't know, I'm so jaded, and it's nothing. I can't even see the difference between, like...
With me, when it comes to telling people I'm a comic, I don't want to tell them. When I first started, I was like, yeah, I can't wait to tell them so I can talk about it. And then, you know, now it's like, well, if you don't recognize me, then obviously I'm not I'm not doing everything I need to be doing yet, because now you're asking me what I do, and the last thing I want to do is tell you what the fuck I do and then have to answer the 50 questions.
That's the worst.
And you know what's funny is, like, I am a miserable prick. I understand. But I'm also extremely logical. And I'll come off stage sometimes, and I can tell when a guy or a person's going, I really like your set, but I can also see in their eyes that the next question's about them. Usually it's someone like, when you did, I really loved your set. I always thought that maybe I should be a comic. I get a lot of that. And it's funny that you and I have some streamline, like some parallels, because people, like girls, you'll probably meet girls that'll go, oh, I think I'd be really good at that. I'm going to totally do that too. And it must be kind of offensive. Like, I'm looking at her stuff right now, Megger stuff. She makes GIFs. She uses video. She edits all her own shit. I mean, she's had to keep up with the technology.
I'm a smart girl.
I mean. Like, there's a lot that goes into this shit. Like, I'm looking at this fucking GIF right now. It says counting cash, right? And it's you with a bunch of money, and your, like, breasts are – see, she didn't wear this outfit to the show. It's like a tank top that's super low cut, and she's counting money. So it's totally the brand. And you put that together yourself with the GIF.
Yeah.
So when you meet people like that, what do you say to them?
So I get a lot of emails, because I was in a Thrillist article and, like, small documentaries, and I get a lot of emails from women who, you know. So this one girl, I probably had like 100 emails, and this one girl actually only once sent me a photo of her, and I couldn't believe that these women want me to help them, but I have no idea what they look like or what they do or anything about them. So only one person actually was like, "Look at me, I'm pretty enough to do this."
Oh,
but
she said, can I get some advice?
Yeah, well, okay. they email me asking for advice or asking for me to promote them or help. But today,
what does it take for you to help them, though?
So
I mean,
money.
I'll help you?
I thought about mentoring girls, but I feel like I'm not at a point in my career where I want to retire.
Of course.
And it would be more competition for me. Not that
it's
a big deal, but...
It is a big deal, though. I mean, we all have business to look out for. I mean, if there's another white guy that looks like me and he's a little less funny than me, I'm not going to give him the... I'm not going to give him the hand up, because that would be stupid.
But I think normally when I do meet girls in person and I tell them what they do, and they're like, oh, teach me, and it's a 5-minute conversation, and I know, and then that's it. They have no drive. They don't care. They are interested in, but at the same time, they're never going to do it. So it's funny. Girls are actually, I don't mind telling women, because they're more into it. When I tell guys, you know, they have these weird expectations, but women are always like, oh, that's amazing. It
must be so funny how guys are so turned on when you first tell them, and then as you get more serious with them, they start to, like, slowly turn into the people they actually are, which are, like, totally intolerant, fucking jealous assholes.
A lot of guys are also, like, when I tell them too, they're like, oh, I'm not into that at all. And I was like, well, I never asked you to be
Isn't that so funny how the world we live in now, where people answer as if you're asking them to be involved with you, when you're literally ask me what the fuck I do, and now you're, oh, I don't like that. Well, great. Why are you so insecure, motherfucker? Like, well, you're not one of my clients, so yeah, I would know if you were into it, you prick.
But it's like, okay, so you ask me what my job is, and I'm like, I'm an artist. Well, I don't like art. Well, you know.
Okay, great. I didn't make it for you, you motherfucker. I made it for the world.
Yeah.
I'm a winner. Well, who the fuck are you? You have a lot of hang-ups, mother. Whoever this imaginary guy is, I'm really fired up right now.
No, this is like, I would say this is about 75% of men.
I'm not into that. I would never put a dick in his mind. Well, yeah, right.
I think
a lot of you alphas would love a dick around your ear.
Oh, God, yeah.
And mouth. Were you telling me last time around that you're like the Republican National Convention, like you get a lot of business or something like that? You were telling me something about conservative men. A lot of them are like... I'm not political, so don't worry about it. I have my opinions, but it's not really for here.
I deal with so much. I don't remember exactly.
She doesn't remember the class of men she shat on.
No,
the show.
Yeah, there are a lot of guys who are like, yeah, once
the more oppressed you are, the more likely you probably.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
So yeah, the more restrictions you have on your life and what you're allowed to believe in and do, the more you want to break free of those boundaries. So
yeah.
I get a lot of guys who are super religious.
Mm-hmm.
They come from these really strict backgrounds, and they want to just, it turns them on to do taboo and break these rules. So
you get a lot of guys who have some oppression.
Yeah, a lot of, I'm
looking at one thing right now with Megger's where she's literally, she's sick. She's claiming that she's over it though, and it's the last. If I get sick, you guys will know. You're it's fucking Meggers. She has a clip right now. I'm looking at.
Oh my god.
Where her snot. She's showing her snot to these guys.
So well.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can only imagine how many guys were like,
so,
yeah.
So get this. So that clip where I'm blowing my nose and just talking about, like, you're sick fuck for jerking off to this.
Yeah.
So I put an auction up for my used tissues, and it's, like, at $50-some right now. Like, some guy's going to pay me $50. I've done this before, and I've made more money in the past, and I'm sure it'll go up because the auction's not over, but...
Your snot rag.
For my snot rags.
That's awesome.
And I guarantee the guy won't even request me to mail them to him. He'll just be like, I just want to pay for the humiliation of paying for your tissues.
That's great.
So...
That's amazing. But it's a business model you can't really teach to anybody. It sounds absurd. Like, if it wasn't really happening and I'm looking at it, I would be like, there's no fucking way. But it's the truth.
There's a way.
There is a way.
I'm that fucking amazing.
Well, I don't know about that, but definitely you know what you're doing. You're definitely smart. Okay. I don't know about amazing. You're smart, yes. You're a real asshole. You're a real crusty fucking asshole deep down. You know you are. It's so funny because Meggers and I get along for about 20 minutes. And then we're like, man, why don't we ever stop talking? And then literally a change, like the weather will change and it'll be over. I won't talk to her for a year. So I'm glad I have her now because you're benefiting.
A year and a half before you see my face
you're
again.
Benefiting from the fact that we've rejuvenated it for 20 minutes. So what has been the most technologically difficult thing in your career you've had to learn how to do that you thought at any moment, like, fuck this. This is too fucking... tedious. Like for me, the constant updating of 50 different social media platforms, I'm almost like ready to unsubscribe and just unplug. Because now you have Snapchat, which everyone loves, which I think like, you know, Snapchat acts like they're changing the world, right? You're like, you jagoffs just added filters. I'm in it for your filters. Then you have Instagram that has their own Snapchat situation now. Then their own photo posting. Then you have Twitter. It's just, and then Facebook live stream and she's taking a picture,
right?
Literally Snapchatting me now. How do you, I'm overwhelmed. I'm inundated with posting. I don't want to have to do it all the time. I never liked it in the first place, but I know I have to. How did you adapt to that? And if there's anything, what was it that you hated?
Well, as far as Snapchat goes, I feel like that older guys, majority of my customers aren't into it, so it's not a big deal. I do have fun mostly.
Because girls now sell their Snapchat, right?
I sell mine.
You sell yours.
I have quite a few guys who subscribe or, you know, they purchased it. And I take a lot of the same photos and videos I take on Snapchat, and I post them publicly anyway.
Yeah. They just get to see them first. And then they go out to the public.
Yeah.
It's not exclusive.
Like, they like checking it, you know. And sometimes, like, it is a way to stay in communication. They can send me messages. But I feel like when I want to take a break, I take a break. If I don't update for a couple days, I don't sweat it. I don't care. Like,
it's
know?
Funny because I know you don't. The whole part of the reason why this works is that you don't feel you have to do anything. And that's kind of like the baseline of it.
Fuck.
Well, I mean, that's what I mean, though. Like, that's kind of what you're selling is that, guess what? Like, give me everything, maybe I'll give back. That's kind of what it is, right?
The longer I take off, when I do come back, I'm in such high demand that I make more money than I probably would have made if I was consistent doing it. So,
which is a total opposite of what more standard entertainment industry is about. If I don't post, especially, so for example, like I had a meeting in LA with YouTube and a bunch of other people. And we were talking about my show, Dating on Set, and my channel, which I've changed now to Broken Tail Dog Productions. That's a plug. Because I create a bunch of content for the channel. And they said, you know, honestly, like, what you need to be doing this either every week or every other week because you got to sustain your audience. Like, for me, if I'm gone, then I could risk losing people because I'm not famous enough to just warrant me coming back whenever I have a project. I need to kind of be available or be around so I'm visible rather. With you, you're like, hey, yeah, when I go away, 2 weeks maybe, I come back, people are like, god damn, where have you been?
I do feel guilty though, and I do beat myself up about it sometimes. I'm like, oh, I should be doing more. But then, again, you know.
You think
I
you can maximize back, more if you did more?
I don't know, because when I step back and I look at it, it's kind of like, I do make, if I'm away for a certain period of time, I do actually end up making more in the long run. So it's more about me feeling productive personally versus like me actually doing something.
Yeah, so you don't feel like a lazy turd.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I don't do much anyway now at this point.
Yeah, no
I
think shit. You pointed that out numerous times. Yeah, but, I get it. You don't do shit. Yeah, we get it.
No, but, it, you know, I mean, as far as, like, I don't know. I do like tweeting. I do like Instagramming. I do like...
I would, too, if people were throwing me compliments. I'm sure you get some hate here and there, but...
Really?
People don't talk shit about you?
Very, very few, yeah. One guy was like, oh, looks like you've gotten fat. And I was like, well, I'm making more money than I've ever made in my life. So
it's working for me.
I don't care. Yeah.
It's working for me. Did you get fat? You don't look fat.
I put on a few pounds, but not
How many pounds did you put on? Where does your weight go?
My ass
and
my titties.
So good for you. It sucks as a man. Like, my never goes anywhere good. Yeah, see, I wish it would go to my dick. See, that would be if when I gained weight, it went to my dick first and then spilled over everywhere else. It would be then I'd be the fattest guy ever. But you know what's funny is, like, you'll know when you're at that bad place, though, right? Like, because you'll feel your pants be a little bit tighter. And, like, even though your tits are, like, a cup size bigger, you're like, man, it's not really
That's
worth
why
it.
Legging, so.
So, you know, it just stretches.
If I'm going out to eat and I don't want to, like, stuff my face, I'll wear jeans because I can feel, like...
It'll condenser.
Yeah, but...
I don't know, man. I love having you on. I think you have such a interesting background, but also I think you do it really well. And I think it always offers... some insight beyond just what it is on paper, right? I feel like on paper it goes, oh, well, I'm a woman who knows how to tap into something that gives me money that has to do with people's sexual interests.
People think I exploit people or leech off of that.
No,
like, I will set a price, and if they don't want to pay it, they don't have to pay it. I'm not
going
to blackmail them. I'm not going to extort them. I'm not going after them. I'm providing a service.
It's a service. Like, if she came in and cleaned your house in her bra. That's the same kind of service. You don't want to use it? Fine.
And I also think, like, it is sexual. I do see myself
as
a porn star. I work in the porn industry. But at the same time, like, you know, it is what it is. Like, people get so worked up about stupid shit. Like, I just, like, if you're not into it, don't be into it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I'm not
But also the same reason... Okay, so, I mean, I read a lot, so I'm kind of nerdy.
Do you?
The Prophet, a famous book. I love The Prophet. He has this really great quote. I forget what section it's in or what person asks him the question that, you know, this quote is said. But he talks about joy and sorrow, and he says joy and sorrow live in the same – they sleep in the same bed, rather. And that's kind of where you're at, where as much as you can't stand people judging or having opinions about what you do, all of that comes from the same place for why you make your money. The same reason why – I mean, it's all kind of the same baseline where you have people that are, like, ashamed – that they're into something because people have been shaming them. Mm-hmm. And they find someone that is accepting and loving and caring in the sense that they – not you're not loving at all. There's nothing about you loving. Loving in the sense that you're going, I accept you. I'm gonna do you right. We're going to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's essentially what you're doing.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to say. The Prophet, joy and sour, sleep in the same bed. They sleep with meggers, but no sex happens. Only video and tribute, money tribute.
Money.
All right, where can people check you out? Plug your Twitter, plug all that shit.
Okay, so my website, my blog is Meggers, M-E-G-G-E-R-Z. I know it's a crazy
nice.
Name.
Yeah, yeah.
Twitter, was it Meggers?
I think it's Pay to Obey.
PayToObey.me is my
so
number.
At Pay to Obey.
Is that it? No.
Well, sorry, it's at Meggers. I'm sorry, that's her little name.
My little tagline. So that's actually, like, kind of copywritten, and I see a lot of girls using it, and I'm like, you bitches. So,
Pay to Obey Me is, like, her little thing, and then at Meggers is Twitter.
I feel like you should put Meggers into Google.
What's your Instagram? Is it at Princess Megger?
Princess Meggers.
Do you get booted off there a lot and have to reestablish
shit? I've had photos deleted, but they're pretty good about it. Like, I follow a lot of porn stars, too, and, like, they're better about it now. They just delete the photos.
Okay.
So
they don't, like, kill your following.
No.
So I know, I've heard a lot of girls, especially girls on the show, they'd be like, yeah, I had 100,000 followers, and then
I mean,
lost them. I had to start over again.
I don't do nudity, so I'm not – but anything provocative.
Well, you'll do, like, every now and again once you have a post
dildo.
Where, like, you'll have a dildo, but also, like, you'll black out your nips. Like, you have one with the black electrical tape over your nips, right? You have a photo like that?
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, I feel like – but Instagram's kind of – they're more lenient about that. I don't do Facebook or anything like that because
okay.
I feel like they're just too much assholes.
So Twitter, you do whatever you want.
Twitter
Instagram hasn't been too big of a dick to you.
No.
And that's your main format besides your website. And people can go on your website and email you and hope to
ask me questions about how to become a financial dominatrix.
Yeah, don't do that. I mean, figure it out yourself. Unless you really are going to do it,
or pay me,
or pay her to tell you about how to do it. What do you suggest when people want to like actually pay you to do shit? Where's the best place to get in touch with you? Website?
Contact@meggers.com is my email. Twitter, I'm pretty active on Twitter every day, or at least check it. So
you're on it. You're ready to roll.
But don't whoever ask needs stupid you. Long questions without sending cash, because I'm going to ignore you, because you're not.
So what about it? How short of a question doesn't require cash, just so they know?
They can say, like, hi, princess, I love you. Great.
Ah, okay.
But if you want anything from me, if you want to, if you even want me to talk about your fetish, if you want me to discuss any ideas,
you need to send cash.
You have to pay for my time, because no offense, but I get so many fucking messages where you're really nobody to me. So.
Yeah. Nobody is somebody to her. Very few people. It's crazy. Last question. Mm-hmm. When you have clients that you have your, just like any other job, personal trainer, anything where it's a client-based business, any sales business, you have your regulars that you try to maintain and please because they're the ones that bring in the revenue, and then you have people that you're trying to get into that regular box. You're always working to maintain your business. With your particular business, what do you see in the future? Because there is no way, because you're not dumb, that you see what you have now, which is a lot. You've done a lot with what you've been given, that you think, okay, I am X years old. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact that I don't have any corporate working experience for the most part. This is what I've been doing predominantly, and it's worked very well. How do I make sure I sustain this so I'm covered? Because that's the thing you have to think about, right? Being covered.
It's a big stressor, and it did bother me for a long time because I am like, you know, there is an age where you kind of have to retire. I mean, you should retire.
Should not have to.
I don't want
to
be like.
So what would your body have to look like for you to give it up?
I don't even think.
Missing
a
tooth?
I could do like BBW porn. I could do like.
There's always. That's the thing. I think you're always find a wrinkle. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about sustaining a lifestyle.
I do kind of have like an exit strategy. I own a few properties now. I'm investing
good
in
on
real
you.
Estate.
Good on you.
I feel like I'm just going to ride this out until.
So you have some backup shit. You know what's going to happen. You know the next step.
I don't want to do this forever. Like, I do find that I want to do something useful in life. I want to feel like I'm contributing to society rather than, like, being a...
Just draining the milk, if you will. Spilt milk.
I don't know how much longer I'll be doing this. I have no plans to retire. But at the same time, like, I'm very aware of the fact that there is an expiration date. And... Mm-hmm. I want to do something else once. I don't want to be in front of the camera forever because fucking hate it.
Yeah, no, you hate it.
So I'm trying to like put my money into smart investments where a lot of girls will buy like shoes and bags. And I'm like,
yeah, and you have nice stuff, but you keep it under wraps.
I mean,
I
have a nice apartment.
I mean, you have some Louboutins. I understand, like, but all that stuff's kind of write-offs anyways.
Well,
I get it.
I don't pay for that stuff.
I know. Someone sent it to. Yeah, you're not buying it.
So I don't.
Hence her outfit today. Sure.
It's always like I'm a smart girl. I have money in my mind, and I'm investing where I know it'll make me money in the future. So.
I want to say thanks to Meggers. My nose is running. Sorry. You would think I have control over the recording, so I would just stop it. But fuck you. Why? I'll have snot coming down my fucking face and talk to you. You can't see me. It don't matter. Meggers, thank you. Make sure you guys all go out and follow Meggers at Meggers, MEGGERZ, on the old Wata, as well as I think it's something different for Instagram, and she mentioned it. So you go follow her there. Very, 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 very fun follow. You do yourself a favor and do it. I mean, she posts a lot of stuff that I find funny, but also I think some of you might jack off to it, so it's always a secondary measure for the reasons of following. So thanks again. Meggers, great. You're a friend of the show. It's so awesome to have you. Follow the show. Can you do that? At Broken Tailed, BROKENTAILED, on everything, Instagram, Twitter, all that. You can follow me, at Josh Ricardo. I'm working my fucking balls off over here. You know, what does a guy got to do? How many more interesting episodes before you guys go out and tell your fucking friends and your family about what I'm doing over here in Astoria? I'm literally sitting here at my table I had to buy on Steinway Street. I bought it in the hood to bring it into my home. It's all nicked and shit. I can't buy a new one because I set up all my equipment on this table to fucking promote this show to you. So do me a solid and go tell a friend or something. I don't know. Email the show to brokentaildog@gmail.com. Actually, it's brokentailed. I don't fucking care. I don't fucking care. It's stupid. It's fucking stupid. This is all stupid. So go fuck yourselves. All right, I'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Take it easy.